You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, you betcha. Yes, the doctor is in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Well, I got to tell you, a lot of news. I think, you know, most of us are just in shock with the breaking story of the Packers assistant coach son, Michael Philbin. I'm hope I pronounced Joe Philbin's name right. But Michael Philbin, his son, body just found a few hours ago. He possibly drowned in an icy river. From what I understand, he was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, just, you know, hanging out with some friends, called a buddy at about 2 a.m, was checking in. And then a guard around the area said he thought he heard somebody scream help near the icy river. And the boy, Michael, is only 21 years old. And, you know, when you hear horrible, tragic things, and the kid is on the dean's list. I mean, good kid, you know, and you see this, you know, and you hear about this, and you're like, okay, well, what can I do to prevent this from, you know, happening to my kids? You know, you always worry. And I live in the desert, but, you know, for the rest of us, you could be walking around and, thank you. You rock. All right. Thank you. Sorry. People walk by. Ooh, that was a delivery man. Ooh, handsome. You know, I mean, you could just be walking outside, not know you're walking on. I've never grown up in snow, so I didn't realize how dangerous it was. We were talking about how Adolf Hitler, he fell through an icy, river or lake and started drowning, and a priest found him and tried to save him. And, of course, we're all saying he shouldn't. But, you know, how's he going to know? The kid was a four-year-old kid. He wasn't going to know the guy was going to shout out to be Hitler. But, I guess that's pretty common. You could just be walking around at night or just walking out around during the day and fall through. And it's absolutely frightening. So, son of Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin's son just found dead from drowning incident. Very, very sad. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Some interesting news today with the recall of Excedrin and No-Doze and Buffarin and Gas-X. Yeah, Gas-X, I got to tell you, I hate to, you know, say anything critical about certain drugs, but, you know, you all know I get bloated and I have a lot of gas a lot of times, but Gas-X has never really helped. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Got a lot to talk about. All right, so apparently, you know, with the lack of health insurance and issues that patients have been having, we were being told in the media today that many people are now using the ER for their dentistry, among many other things. And so we're going to kind of review some common dental issues and dental complaints that people have and what you could hopefully do to prevent it. But also, we don't want people fearful of not going to the ER, because there's many cases where kids have high fevers or some pretty severe issues, and parents may not want to go to the ER because they're overslammed. So don't go away. We're coming up on break. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I'm gonna go. you're going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are ready to rock and roll this hour. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wishing everybody a happy leap year, right? It's a leap year day. Not sure what to do with it, right? No, it has nothing to do with daylight savings time. It has nothing to do with the crops. I guess it just kind of evens things out. Julius Caesar had to even out the Roman calendar because it used to only be 355 days. And then he used to have to add an extra month every now and then to make sure the seasons fell when they needed to. He said, to heck with this, let's make a 365-day year, and every few years, add an extra day. Still confused. But then I guess Pope Gregory the 13th decided in 1582 to go, let's do this. Every 4 years, do the leap year, but do the year that's divisible by four. Hence, 2012 gets to be a leap year. Extra day, hopefully for us to make some income before the short month of February draws our mortgage bill to a close, gives us an extra day to file our tax return. Love it. We need that extra day big time. Problem is Wednesdays, very rough days at work. Very, very rough day. Wednesdays, I'm exhausted because Wednesday, you're like looking for the weekend and the weekend's still a few days off. It's a tough one. A very tough one. But interesting trivia, I guess, not all years, we talked about this in the previous hour, not all years that are divisible by four get the leap year. Apparently, if every century year, like 1900, 2000, 2100, etc., did the leap year, we would have, after a 400-year stretch, an extra 3 days that we don't know what to do with. So I guess what we have to do with that is they go any century year that's divisible by 400, like 2100. Wait, really? No. Is that it? That's right. Okay. So, like, in the year 2100, we won't have a leap year, even though you think we should every 4 years, because 2100 can't be divisible by 400. You get that? But the year 2000 had a leap year. So any 1,000, like, let's say 1900, 1700, 1800, they will not have leap years. Not that that matters, because those years are past. All right, you guys getting all that? So in the year 2100, right, for those of you, God willing, that will be alive by then, no leap year. I know you all were planning on it. I know some of you drink on that day. You'll have to drink on a different day. Choose Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is always nice. Okay, so, all right, big, I don't know if I want to say big news, but more stress is coming our way with the way the medical system is going, okay? Apparently, many, many people are using the ER for dentistry. And we've known this was coming. I mean, even when I did ER years ago, they'd come to you. You know, dentist wasn't open on the weekend. Dentist wasn't covered by your insurance. Regular medical doesn't cover dental. They make it a point not to. I'll even try to get a patient in with an oral surgeon. I'll think it's TMJ, temporal mandibular joint. You know how you guys get pain in the jaw? When you open it up wide, you get kind of clicking. Sometimes you have difficulty closing your jaw. Oh, isn't that horrible when your jaw is locked open, right? And so I like to try to get my patient in with an oral surgeon. I'm like, okay, if your insurance doesn't cover dental, what about an oral surgeon? No, won't cover it either. I mean, you know, remember, your medical insurance doesn't have to, especially now with the Affordable Health Care Act. Nothing is demanding that your insurance covers dental, so it won't. So what's been happening? They've been going to the ER. Now, if you end up going to the ER, you're going to be spending 10 times more than if you actually had gone to the dentist and done your routine exams. But many people, they really cannot afford to go to the dentist. And they can't afford the ER visit, and we end up as taxpayers eating the dental. This is why I was extremely frustrated with the Affordable Health Care Act that it didn't include dental. I mean, we've talked about how important good gums are and good teeth are for your heart health. Having chronic bacterial infection or rotting gums or rotting teeth does nothing good for your heart and the rest of your body. Again, had a patient today, horrible facial pain. We couldn't tell if it was sinus infection or tooth. Give you antibiotics, get you in with the dentist to get the Panorex x-ray, see what's going on. Of course, we thought it was more tooth abscess. Painful stuff. People end up going to the ER, not paying their bills. We as taxpayers are paying for this. Should the Affordable Health Care Act force insurance companies to cover dental? Oh, it would be nice. Is it practical? Probably not. Right? Dentistry is expensive. Now, many dentists aren't taking Medicaid. which we were talking about in the previous hour. Now, Medicaid is supposed to offer dental coverage. Yet many dentists don't like what they get paid. Many dentists don't like the paperwork. Many dentists do not like the rejections. So many dentists don't take Medicaid, just like other doctors and other medical specialists. So you're having a growing population of people that don't have dental care. Meanwhile, an article comes out saying parents shouldn't hesitate to take their kids to the ER when their kids are having these fevers or acting a little funny. Well, duh. Of course. I mean, you know, this is, here we are. We're starting to clog up our ER with patients that don't need to be to the ER, go to the ER. Yet we have a population of patients that really need to get their butt down there and fast and won't be able to because they're going to be in line. Now, when do you go to the ER and when don't you? Just any patient. Okay, I get that. I probably get that question asked more than any other question when we talk about acute medicine. When do I decide to go to the ER? I would say you decide to go to the ER 5 hours before you really need it. Honestly, I don't know about the wait time in your city. Some of the ERs in my city have great wait times. Some don't. Of course, it depends on the time of year. When it's winter on the weekend, very long waits. When it's a holiday weekend and people are drinking and driving, very long waits. But if you're having chest pain, you don't wait till it gets unbearable, okay? Now, some people say, well, that's okay, I could just call 911, and 911 will get me into the ER faster. It is true, but many times the ambulance will take you, you'll get to the ER, and then you'll wait. And you'll wait in the hallway, and you'll wait. If the doctor is triaging and the ER doc does not have time and has to deal with more acute patients, you will wait. At least you will get behind the doors. But again, we don't want you taxing our first responder system. Okay? Now, yes, God forbid you have chest pain. You don't mess with it. Call 911. I don't want you sitting in traffic. I don't want you driving. I don't want you waiting in a long line. If you're having chest pain and you're worried it's heart attack, you call 911. Don't mess with it. All right, but what if you have a kid with a fever? And the kid's kind of listless, and you're like, Or let's say your child, like what happened yesterday, the two 10-year-old girls, the two fifth graders get into a fight over a boy. A kid gets slammed against the wall, ends up bleeding internally and dying from head trauma. Let's say your kid had head trauma, concussion. And they're kind of feeling lethargic and dizzy. Again, I'd still call 911, honestly. Right? You know, but let's go to something probably not as acute. You know, your child has a fever. It's 101. Now it's kind of going up to 102, going up to 103. You could call 911. All right. Or just, again, you know, depending on where you live. I hate telling people to drive. But again, you don't wait till the temperature is 105, 106. If you think something's not right, you act on it then. You got to keep in mind, you're going to have the transit time. Then you get to the ER, you got to fill out the paperwork. Then you got to wait for the triage nurse to evaluate. Then you got to wait to get back there. Once you got to get back there, you got to wait for the doctor. And ER, I mean, it could take hours. So again, you don't mess around. Now, what about those of you with dental issues and tooth pain? Again, I would prefer you not go to the ER and you go to a dentist. And I would really prefer you get your preventative dental issues taken care of so you never have to be in an emergency. I mean, that is your goal as patients, people. Try not to be at the point where it's an emergency. Let's say you're walking around with a gallbladder and you know you have gallstones and every now and then you're having pain. And your family doc is saying, look, do you want to meet a surgeon? You know, just in case this is something that has to be taken out. And I know what many of you say because you tell me all the time, no, doctor, I don't have time to get anything taken out. It's not that bad. I'll wait till it gets bad. And I got to be honest with you, I probably would do the same thing. You know, not the smartest move, but I probably would do the same thing. I'm a very busy girl. To take off for a gallbladder surgery kind of cramps my style, cramps my schedule. I get it. And I'm not being facetious. I get it. The problem is the worst time to go to the doctor is when you're sick. All right. If a surgeon takes a look at you or your gastroenterologist and, you know, you have people kind of looking at your gallbladder function and they go, you want to know what? This is a puppy that's going to probably need to come out. You've had a couple attacks, not bad enough to put you in the hospital, but it's probably going to come out. Don't put off what you could do today. And I bring that up all the time on the show. And not so much because of Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. But honestly, if there is something you need to get done today, don't put it off in hopes that there will be a better opportune time later. There may not be. And the last place you want to be in an emergency is waiting in the ER holding area. Don't go away. We'll be right back. More on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DLC. D-A-L-I. So we were talking about in the first hour what type of dental issues many people have and what you could do about them. And, of course, we didn't get to finish the list. But, you know, many times a wisdom tooth, for example, will drag you to the ER. Now, many of us, we get our wisdom teeth, hopefully, at the end of high school. I remember I had to have all four ripped out. I was very swollen, looked like Richard Nixon. I didn't want to show my face because I was really, really swollen, but I'm glad I got them out. I was getting headaches. You saw the wisdom teeth, you know, the back molars, the ones that come in when you're 17, 18, to start to go in sideways. And, it cost a pretty penny. Had to go to an oral surgeon, had them taken out. But again, something like that, of course, prevents you having major jaw pain, major impaction, and infection. You know, keep in mind, when you have these partially erupted teeth that the wisdom teeth can do, and it's not the whole tooth coming out, it's partial. So part of your teeth is stuck in the gums, part of the tooth is jamming another part of the tooth, etc. You get a lot of areas where bacteria can settle in, which is why people can get infected teeth. And remember, an infected tooth, right, is pretty serious, because then you can get an infected jaw, get an infected face, and you can even get a heart attack. These inflammatory cells and the bacteria can affect the heart. Pretty important stuff. And so I'm not saying everybody run and get your wisdom teeth taken out now. But again, don't put off till tomorrow what you could do today. Keep in mind, what is the situation right now here in 2012? We're having many dentists leave the field. We're having many dentists not take Medicaid. We're having many doctors leave the field. We're having many doctors not take Medicaid or Medicare, right? Medicare doesn't cover dental, right? Am I right about that? Medicare doesn't cover dental, right? So we're starting to see less doctors. We're having less doctors cover Medicaid. And we have the looming Affordable Health Care Act that piece by piece is starting to kick in. And as it kicks in, insurance companies are paying less and more people are expected to pay out of pocket. As more people are expected to pay out of pocket, they have less money for other things like their dentistry. So this isn't getting better. It is not getting better at all. And like I said, we have a major issue where ERs are going to be overextended. I mean, remember I told you what happened last week where in England, they're recommending that iPhone app. They're recommending an app where what you do is, since the ERs or the A&E departments are full, doctors are full, and it's very difficult to get in, you type in your symptoms or what's going on with you into this app. It goes to a computer. The computer then shoots out a decision and tells you what to do. I mean, we're going to later be a country very similar to Great Britain where you have to actually communicate with a computer rather than a human being for your medical issues. I mean, people are upset that they're not getting a doctor and they're getting a nurse. Trust me, you are going to really want that nurse as opposed to a computer. So, you know, keep in mind, if you have issues, let's say, like I said, with wisdom teeth, et cetera, we talked about teeth sensitivity, where you drink something and the tooth is so hypersensitive that you're like, I can't do this. It's too cold. I can't do this. Well, you know, with teeth sensitivity, a lot of times it could be your enamel wearing out. Now, we discussed how you wear out your enamel. One is your bacteria are making acid. And the bacteria, when they make acid, it eats away and erodes at your enamel. And your enamel is your protective coating of your teeth. When people's teeth yellow, it's the enamel wearing off. And so, and also it's staining too, of course. So when I was having issues with tooth sensitivity, my doctor gave me a very high potent fluoride toothpaste, and it worked. The fluoride toothpaste did work. It helped with the sensitivity, and I was able to function. But, of course, he had to check, make sure I didn't crack my teeth. And we didn't get a chance to talk about cracked teeth, but I believe as we age, and if we have genetically poor teeth, and if we have poor calcium levels and, you know, poor nutrition, we're going to be cracking teeth left and right. How many of you suck on ice? And then you decide to chew on ice. I do all the time, and I need to stop it. Because there's going to be a point where my teeth aren't as strong as they were when I was in my 20s. And that tooth is going to crack. And remember, you only have X amount of teeth. Yes, they could put implants in. Yes, you could get bridges. Yes, you could get dentures. But there's nothing like having your real healthy teeth. Now, of course, other things you need to do is when at night, if you have reflux and acid coming up, you may need to take your antacid. You may need to get your reflux addressed because the acid coming up erodes the teeth. And we talked about how you can maybe take your calcium supplement then. For those of you that take Tums as your calcium supplement, if you take part of your Tums regimen at night, it decreases the acid, decreases bad breath too, right? And then that helps avoid erosion of your teeth. Also, postnasal drip. Postnasal drip can cause bad breath. Of course, the sugar in the mucus attracts your bacteria. Bacteria make more acid. Boom. And again, teeth brushing. Extremely important. Brush your teeth as often as you can. Avoid the sugar. Don't forget to brush your tongue. Right? Mouthwash. People always ask me about mouthwash. Should I mouthwash? I like the idea of mouthwash. I really like the idea of water picking. Get a good water pick. And get that water pick up and around your gums and all over. And then, of course, swish and spit. Water pick is nice because you aren't really introducing any alcohol into your mouth. A lot of these mouthwashes have alcohol. Now, I believe Listerine has a non-alcoholic one. That may be worth trying. But for those of you that are like, look, I really don't want any chemicals in my mouth, well, then I would water pick like crazy. I think water picking is great. Also, make sure when you brush, you need to really massage those gums. You've got to get those gums. And don't forget the dental floss. Right? And I mean, dental floss really good. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't like the dental floss because my gums bleed. Well, if your gums bleed, it means you have gingivitis. Okay? So you need to keep that in mind. All right, so enough about that. Just like I said, try to get your preventative dental care. If you can go to a dentist a couple times a year, do it. All right, because that is going to prevent the serious stuff from happening. And for any of you that suffer from bad teeth, you'll know it. You know, in my family, we have bad teeth. I have been very, very lucky and very, very blessed that I haven't had that issue and I've been able to go to a dentist. But for the rest of my family who couldn't or genetically got a bad hand of cards, dealt a bad hand of cards, teeth cracking, root canals. Oh, it's miserable. I don't know how you guys put up with it. But unfortunately, you're not going to be able to count on the ER as much as you have been counting on it up until now. They're really going to start restricting. They're going to be overflowing. I'm not sure what's going to happen. So just please, like I said, preventative is key. Okay, so a lot of interesting stuff. We've been watching this asteroid. Did you guys hear about this? There's an asteroid that may hit Earth in 2040. And it's kind of a significant one, such that NASA is watching it. They're calling it the 2011 AG5. All right? They say they can't say it's a real threat, but they can't say it isn't. It's about 460 feet wide. They say in about 2023, it's going to come pretty close. They're thinking about putting a probe on it, trying to deflect it, thinking about using nukes. It's like that Armageddon movie all over again. As we get more information, we will let you know. But right now, they've only been able to see half of its orbit, and they think there could be a chance of impact. And right now, again, NASA's on it. I trust NASA. I don't know what the government's doing in terms of funding. I know many people are like, no, we don't need to be funding NASA or the space program. Personally, I don't really care if we want to land on the moon or not, or, you know, put cities up on the moon or do that elevator to the moon with the toilets we were talking about last week. But what I do think we definitely need to do is know how to protect ourselves from asteroid. And again, I don't know if, you know, it is doable. But if they are going to spend any time or money, I would say it's to, you know, protect the human race and protect Earth. That's what I would, that would be where my vote would be going to, okay? I mean, no, Bruce Willis is not available. No, finding oil riggers to jump on the asteroid and dig a hole to put a nuke on it, no. I haven't seen any details on what they want to do. From what I understand, they want to use maybe a probe. And this probe is something that they think they could be able to control and cause the whole asteroid to deflect. Right? I don't know. Maybe next they're going to try to just move the Earth. I don't know. All right, don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Well, for many of us that have ever suffered from menstrual cramps, we run to the store and buy up the whole shelf of Midol. And it was kind of difficult when I was in a smaller town because, I mean, it would always be empty. And so you try to get other anti-inflammatories because part of the reason why you get dysmenorrhea or pain with your menses or your periods is because of the prostaglandins. So when you take anti-inflammatories, it decreases them. Well, today a study came out saying vitamin D could ease your menstrual cramps. All right, and you're like, okay, well, that's good because if, you know, a store runs out of Midol, you know, I don't have to suffer too much, even though you could probably take anti-inflammatories like Aleve or Motrin. It would probably be fine. No, can't be popping Vicodin, please. Very easy to get addicted to Vicodin for your menstrual cramps. Be careful, ladies. All right, so you know, I'm thinking, oh, great, vitamin D. I could take some vitamin D. I could drink a glass of milk. Of course, I'm going to have to add some chocolate syrup to it because I really can't stand the taste of milk unless it's chocolate milk. But here's the catch. They're saying 300,000 IU doses. 300,000. Now, I've been telling everybody to take 600 to 800 units a day for regular vitamin D. If you're a little low, start taking 2,000 units a day. 300,000 units of a dose. Now, they say of 20 women who took that dose, 15 reported pain points lower. You know, on a 10-point scale, they were able to drop 2 points in their pain. Okay, now, I mean, I'm sorry. Mild cramps versus heavy cramps, that's huge. All right, I mean, we're talking, that's like, okay, if I could compare what that means, that is the equivalent of having 5 knives in your abdomen brought down to 2 knives in your abdomen. That's what we're talking about. Pretty significant. The only thing is this safe? You know, I mean, how much vitamin D are you able to take? Now, you know, from what I understand, the maximum tolerable dose is about 3,000 to 4,000 a day. Now, sometimes we actually use less if we think you have kidney issues. And sometimes we use more. I know there's some doctors that'll give you 50,000 units each week and people are fine. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about 300 units of vitamin D. So would I recommend this for menstrual pain? Probably not. You know, I would probably maybe give you a little Tylenol with codeine. I would probably put you maybe, you know, on a birth control if that's something you wanted anyway. Birth control, I don't know if I'm really ready to start giving people 300,000 units of vitamin D. All right, but again, I hear you with the menstrual cramps. Not fun. Not fun at all. Okay, now, this BPA is still in the news. This BPA is not going away. Remember BPA? BPA was on plastic baby bottles. It's also on receipts. When you get your fast food and they give you your receipt, I don't want my receipt. There's BPA on it. And remember, BPA could cause endocrinologic, fix your radios, people, endocrinologic disorders linked to cancer. Now they're saying it's linked to heart disease. They say people exposed to BPA through packaged foods and drinks, even in drinking water, household dust, dental sealants, could be at risk for heart disease later. Just what we needed to hear. They say over a 10-year period, researchers compared BPA levels in 758 people who were initially healthy but later developed heart disease to levels in 861 people who didn't. And they found that the people who developed heart disease had higher levels of the chemical in their urine at the start of the study. Okay, now, I mean, that, again, is not a cause and effect. Okay, remember, this is not the best type of study, just like yesterday's study with the sleeping medication, not the best type. This is going to be published in the journal Circulation, but we know we are inundated with chemicals. Whether they call it BPA or Betty Boop A or BAP, we know we are surrounded by chemicals that we really don't need. We know that. You know, I mean, I remember when Lean Cuisine came out, so we would try to diet and use those. And, you know, after a while, I'm like, why am I just eating frozen, you know, eating frozen foods? Is that going to affect, you know, you just kind of get that sixth sense. Not that frozen foods are BPA. But, you know, when you start doing something every day, you start to realize, okay, something's not good. Something's not going to be right. And, you know, but the problem is BPA is in everything. Remember we were talking about deodorants and soaps having certain chemicals, the parabens, causing... How do you get away from that? We use soap. We use deodorant. How do you get away from it? You can't. And so I guess wash your hands. I guess maybe mix it up a little bit when you drink your fluids. I mean, everything now is plastic bottles. You know, my husband wanted to change to the Brita filter. He's like, let's get away from the plastic bottles. Plus, you know, we spend so much on water. You know, let's try the Brita filter. Well, I didn't like the taste of the Brita filter. And again, even though the Brita filter is safe and people love it, again, I get a little nervous about doing the Brita filter every single day. I feel like you need to mix things up because somebody is going to say, well, wait a second, you're getting, you know, byproducts from the filter in you. I don't know. I just don't trust anything anymore. And I don't want to be paranoid. I don't. It just, I am extremely frustrated that we have chemicalized everything. You heard the story today about how vegetarians or vegans may be pretty upset to know that many of their over-the-counter supplements or many of their nutraceuticals, natural stuff they're taking, has animal protein and gelatin in it. So if you think you're being 100% pure, you know, and not having any animal fat, vegetarians, I believe, will eat eggs, so they won't mind having animal protein, but vegans don't like it at all. They don't. You know, we have this stuff in our supplements. There's stuff in your supplements and your vitamins that you don't know about. There's stuff in our shampoo. Like I said, if a receipt, you get pieces of paper you're touching can, you know, inundate you with chemicals. Well, what do? Do we stop living? No, we don't stop living. Just, I don't know, mix it up a little bit. Now, I know the receipt paper's soft. You know what my favorite type of paper is? Remember the old fax paper in the 90s? It was shiny and had that special feel. I love that feel. And every time, every now and then, somebody with the receipt has it. It's a little glossy. But again, those are the ones that probably have the BPA. Don't play around with the paper. Don't rub it on your face. Don't smell it. Don't lick it. I mean, like I said, just, you know, decrease exposure as much as you can. I don't, you know, it's really frustrating. Because if I were you, I'd be very frustrated. What are you supposed to do with this? Breaking news, BPA, you know, could lead you to heart disease. What are you supposed to do with that? Really? Not drink out of a plastic cup? Really? I mean, like I said, just mix it up a little bit. Have some ceramic cups. Have maybe some metal cups. Like I said, just mix it up a little bit, you know? Okay. Let me see. We've had, we're coming up on the end. Oh, I hate that. I hate when I have so much more to talk about. We're coming up on the end. Selenium supplements, all right? Selenium supplements has been something that people have been very excited about. Now, remember I told you one of the healthiest foods are nuts because nuts give you selenium, right? And people have known for years, you eat nuts, it's not a bad idea. But they're now saying, well, for those of you that are trying to overdo it with selenium, again, pills, you could be putting yourself at risk for diabetes, hair loss, and cancer. They said some selenium helps, but certain amounts of selenium could hurt. Now, again, common sources like Brazil nuts, fish, poultry, wheat, I think are fine. Apparently, the average intake recommendation is 60 micrograms a day for men, 53 micrograms a day for women. But some people taking selenium over the counter may be taking 5,000 micrograms per day. You don't know what you're getting a lot of time with these supplements. Be careful. Again, just, you know, the more natural you can go, the better. I'm not against pills. I'm not against vitamins. But you're going to be hearing these little bits and pieces every now and then because, again, we don't know what the heck we're putting in our system. Whew. Okay, I have got to have a happier show one of these days. All right, stay on board for another hour if you can. If not, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and tell your news talk station to bring Dr. Dahlia in town. Take care. Take me down to the little white church.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.